أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال الله يا عيسى بن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن يعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 116-117 of Surah Ma'idah, continuing with the discussion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, or rather would have on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue addressing him, and Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ. And remember the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, O Isa ibn Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ, did you say to mankind, in other words to your ummah or to the whole world to come thereafter, اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, take me and my mother as two gods, two object of worship, two deities, مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, leaving out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you really command them? Did you tell them? Was it an instruction from your side? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam will respond, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ, O Allah, glory be to you. You are free of all blemish. You are free of all faults. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ, it does not behove me that I say something that I do not have a right to say. I am insan, I am a human, I am your creation. Yes, you made me a Nabi, but it never would behove me to have said to my people, to my community, my ummah, that take me and my mother as two gods. That is not becoming of me. I didn't have any right. In kuntu qultuhu faqad alimta. O Allah, if I said such a thing, then Allah, you would have known about it. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah ta'ala does not only have knowledge of our speech, Allah ta'ala has knowledge of what is in our hearts. All of that is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now here Allah ta'ala is speaking to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conversing with Isa alayhi salam because Allah ta'ala wants to make itmamul hujjah. Itmamul hujjah is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to complete the evidence against the Christians, those that made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam a God, those that made him the son of God, a part of God, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to complete the hujjah. Ta'alamu ma fi nafsi, wala a'alamu ma fi nafsik. The truth, the reality is this, that, O Allah, you know what is in my heart. You know what is within me. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ, and I do not know what is the hidden secrets that you have not divulged, that you have not exposed, that I do not have any knowledge. Here Isa alayhi salatu wasalam testifies to the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, and then he concludes this part by saying, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Sufficient it was, إِنَّكَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. But here there's a great deal of emphasis that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is putting, that inna also got emphasis, and in the word anta brought here greater emphasis. Surely without any doubt, O Allah, you are allamul ghuyub, you are the knower of all the unseen. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Nabi of Allah ta'ala Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would say this on the day of Qiyamah, and this is the truth and the reality, that no human being, no Nabi has that knowledge which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. Whatever knowledge a Nabi would have, that knowledge is the knowledge that Allah ta'ala had divulged, Allah ta'ala had passed on and transmitted to the Nabi. If Allah ta'ala did not give the Nabi that knowledge, that Nabi will not have that knowledge without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informing him. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will say to Allah ta'ala, I had not said to them except that which you had commanded me to say. What was the command of Allah ta'ala? أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah who is my Rabb and Allah who is your Rabb. When I am the beneficiary of the rububiyat, of the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can I be Allah myself? Allah is my Rabb. Allah is the Rabb of all the people. So make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what I told my people. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. Then Isa alayhi salatu wassalam says, O Allah, I was witness upon them so long as I was amongst them. Whilst I was there, I tried, I conveyed your message, I transmitted, and I tried to guide my people, and that I will be there, and I was there, and I was shaheed to that period of time. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. Then, O Allah, came that time when you ascended me towards the skies. كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah, you were الرَّقِيب. O Allah, you are the one that had watched them, you had observed them, you had seen to them. That is not in my hands. After I left the earth and I went up to the skies, then obviously it was not in my hands to see to my people. Thereafter, they contaminated the deen. Thereafter, they made me a god. They made me the son of God. They made me a part of God. O Allah, I cannot and I do not have any knowledge about what had happened thereafter. Wa anta ala kulli shay'in shaheed. And O Allah, you are aware of everything. You have the evidence of everything. You have observed everything. All of that is in your knowledge. It comes in one hadith that this will be the words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will turn to the Christians, to the followers of Isa alayhi salam, and Allah will ask them, is this true? Did Isa alayhi salatu wassalam tell you to worship only Allah and none other than but Allah? They will say, no, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam did not tell us that. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam told us to worship him. Now this is something that we need to think about, that their whole lives they will say that he is God, he is Lord, he is the Savior, he died for their sins. But there they will lie in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right in the presence of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.